You know, I hear people all the time saying, I'm just wrestling with the enemy. Well, I got news for you. You need to start saying the name Jesus more. Because if you keep saying the name Jesus, he's going to get out of where you are. He don't want to be where the name of Jesus is being declared. I can promise you that you want to put the demons of hell to flight. You just start saying Jesus. 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 Get a little emphatic about it. Jesus. 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 There are sometimes, Ethan, in my prayer time, all I can say is Jesus. 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 I speak that mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're going to let the little ones go down to their time together this morning. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus? Many years ago, a child was born in a town called Bethlehem of Judea. For most, it was very hard to understand why would God cause or permit, ordain his only begotten son to be born of a peasant girl of such young stature, in the home of a carpenter, in a town that very little came out of. What good ever came from Bethlehem? Jesus. Jesus. One thing put him on the map pretty big. Jesus. And for all of these years, the question still ponders as wise men sought him and kings and royalties sought him. Who is this child called the Christ? Who is this one called the Messiah? Who is this one, as Isaiah said, would be born in our midst and would have no form nor comeliness when we would see him that we would desire him? In other words, he was common in look and appearance. He didn't stand out. He didn't walk in a room, and he wasn't as far as appearance like most would think, the glowing, radiant halo hovering around his head. He was an average-looking man. That's what Scripture teaches us. He came and he dwelt among men, yet without sin, the Bible tells us. He dwelt among men, yet without sin. He lived out his 33 years of existence on this earth. 33 years, not a very long time, is it? He spoke into people's lives. He spoke truth. He healed, he delivered, and he set people free. Do you believe in Jesus? I'm not talking about the historical figure of Jesus. Because whether you believe him as Messiah or not, there are people that believe in him as a historical figure. It's kind of a silly question to even ask people these days, do you believe in Jesus? Because had Jesus really not even been who he was as the Son of God, and he still did and spoke a lot of the things that he did, he would have went down in history as a great rabbi. But he was more than that. He was truly the Son of God, and he who has an experience with the Son of God is not at the mercy of one who has not had an experience with him. As the songwriter said, I walk with him and talk with him. I've lived a large part of my life walking and talking with this one that we call Messiah. But the deceit is that we don't need him. The deceit in our world today is that we do not need Jesus. I showed my wife an article the other day of a home up east in Pennsylvania who had the name Jesus in their Christmas decoration. And they were ordered to take it down Because the name that we have sang about today, the name that we have lifted our voice and declared today, the name of Jesus in 2017 has become the most offensive name on the planet of the earth. The most offensive name, Jesus. And so they were ordered to take it down because it was offensive. It caused distress. It caused them to be uneasy. Well, thank the Lord, because it should. Because if you do not know Him as Redeemer and Messiah and friend, it should scare the living daylights out of you. Some of you thought, he's going to be relevant, isn't he? But the deceit is we do not need Him. He's not relevant in our world and society today. And the deceit is such as this. On a Christmas Sunday morning eve, tabernacles like this have seats empty. And we've had to decide one service or two. Because after all, we've got to have the family come together. You know, the ones you don't like anyway. You got to get them all together because it's Christmas. And you must smile and act like you like them. And you even buy people presents that you don't like. And you regret and begrudge the money you have to spend on that individual because you didn't want to. But it's Christmas. And you are going to be broke by the end of December because you are going to buy the gifts and you are going to have the meals, and by God, it is the season to be jolly. So deck the halls with piles of holly. Fa la 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 la. Isn't it grand? Isn't it grand? Nothing wrong with all of those things. The dinners are great. The presents are wonderful. And all the joy that goes along with it is really cool. But when we have to decide between things of this earth that will grow strangely dim. Dinners will grow strangely dim. Gifts will grow strangely dim. Decorations will grow strangely dim. Flowers will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. There's no Christmas, must you be reminded, without the one who is despised. There is no... It makes me laugh. The very ones who are buying presents and giving them to one another despise the name. Is that not in and of itself an oxymoron? We just celebrate the season. Jesus. Do you believe in Him? Is the Messiah? Is the one who came into the world to forgive the sins of man? To wash away our sin, the separation that was caused between man and God has now been repaired because, as we sang this morning, the veil was torn. God is no longer behind the veil because Jesus' glory died so that we could enter in to the very throne room of God. He was born to die. His purpose, live, was to be born to die. That was His purpose. People struggle in life to find out their purpose. His was to be born to die so that you would live. Could you imagine your purpose simply being born to die? so that someone else would live. No greater love hath a man that he would lay down his life for another. I saw a show the other day, and the father said to his son in the movie, he said, we were watching it back home, and the father said to the son, son, I would take this thing from you if I could. I would take it. And I'm sitting over in my recliner trying not to let my wife know that my eyes are tearing up. So I'm blocking my face with my hand as my eyes are tearing up and my breathing is shuddering within my body, because I'm thinking, Mike, what would I withhold? What would I not take for my child? What would you not take for your child? I would die today for any one of them. I would die today. I would sacrifice. And that's not just mere words. That is 100%. If it came down to me or them, I would go. Because I love them. Have I been perfect? Have I made mistakes along the way as a father? Oh, you should just ask them. I'm sure they'll tell you. Now, their mother, Mother Teresa over here, you know, Marian reincarnated, you know, which we don't believe that, by the way, but Susan in all her glory and radiance, they, you know. But you know us dads, we got to be tough on them. And you know why? It's because we love them so. We love them so much. That we don't want them to get hurt. How many know what I'm talking about? He loves us so much that he didn't want us to perish. And he gave his son to sacrifice for us. And the one who came and lived a sinless life. I don't care how good you are, people are going to talk about you. I don't care how nice you are, people are going to run you down. So if you're still living and trying for the acceptance of people, get over yourself. Because it's going to make you miserable. It's going to make you miserable. Mary, may I tell you the truth? Mary, it's going to make you miserable. It's going to make you lonely. Just seek to please him. Seek to honor him. We live in a society where popular humanism tells us today that there are many ways. He's not just the way. You can get to heaven with or without him. There are other ways. We say things like, well, I'm a good person. I'm good enough. I do good things and I'm nice to people. But do you believe in Jesus as more than a historical figure? Do you believe in Jesus as the Messiah? Do you believe in Jesus as the Son of God, born of a virgin, raised, nurtured, walked before man, died so that we would be redeemed? Maybe the greater question is, do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Seems like a strange question. Do you believe in Jesus? I've had people ask me, do you believe in... What's most prevalent this time of the year, huh? Do you believe in... Is there a brave soul among us? Santa Claus. Do we believe in Santa Claus? Do we believe in the Easter Bunny? Hey, what about one of my all-time favorites? The Tooth Fairy! Wasn't it great to be a kid? How many wish we could be back there? The innocence of a child. Oh. Do we believe in Jesus? When I ask you that, I'm asking you more than a mere question of do you believe he existed? I'm asking you the question, do you believe he is who the Bible says he is? And are you trusting in him as the Savior of the world and the Savior of your soul? So let me ask you it again today. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe that Jesus is God in human form? Because the deceit is that he's not. Do you believe today that Jesus died on the cross and he paid the penalty of your sin for which you deserved eternal separation from God? The deception is you don't. Do you believe that the sacrifice of Jesus, God incarnate, is the only adequate payment for your sin? The deceit today is you do not have to. The deception is that it's not real. But do you believe these things? Do you believe them? See, having faith in something is one thing, but acting on our faith in that thing is another. If I brought a chair and one of these poinsettias up and I sat them side by side and I said to you, which one would you choose to sit in? Which one would support you? Most of you would choose the chair. Because the chair is constructed to support you. The chair is built to sustain your weight. The poinsettia is not. It's not even real. Look. You can't even knock the leaves off of it. Unlike the one back in our house, they just fall off. These ones, you could tug on them and they're not going to come off. And they're like 12 years old and look, they still look nice. Amazing, huh? How the fake can appear so real. But do we stand upon the faith in which we profess? Because if we confess a faith in Jesus Christ, then the natural thing is to then act upon that faith, to walk upon that faith, to stand upon that faith, to sit upon that faith. And if we don't, then what good is that faith in our lives? So if we believe that he is all these things, then we must put them into action in our lives. And so when difficulties and hardships and rough places come, we do not fall apart because he is our refuge and he is our strength and he is an ever-present help in the time of my trouble. I don't know about your trouble because I don't know how this book has affected you. I don't know how you've dubbed into this. I don't know what portion this book plays in your life. But I know in my life, Buck, this is the Word of God and I stand upon it as if I would literally sit it on that platform and step on it. I stand on the Word of God. A large number of young men and women coming out of the cemetery today. I mean seminary, sorry, for the mix-up. This is a Freudian slip there. Many of them coming out of the seminary today do not believe that this is truly the Word of God. My recommendation for them is become a block layer, a plumber, electrician, or something else. But do not stand behind a pulpit or do not stand in the sanctuary of Almighty God and hold this book that is to be revered if it's not settled in your heart as the Word of God, because you are doing nobody any good that you're sharing it with. It's the Bible, and that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God. The Bible. And say, Pastor, well, that, you know, we love you, but you're a little radical. You know, you should fall apart a little bit more. You should get off into doubting God a little more, and you should have a little bit less faith. You and George need to have less faith classes. That would probably be good. And if you and George and Nathan and Chris, if you guys could all go to a little less faith class, and you know, you'd be a little more relatable to us. My job here today and my job every day, a lot of times, now don't misunderstand me, is not to relate to where you are. It's to get you out of where you are to where he is. I can relate to you as a person. I can relate to you as a human being, but I don't want to get down in your misery with you. I don't want to get down in your lostness with you. I don't want to get down in your sadness with you. I want to pull you up out of there. I want to get you up out of there. I've been sad. And I got to tell you, it's not good. I've tried sad. I've tried anger. I've tried bitterness. I've tried broke. I've tried defeated. I've tried it all. Ask my wife. She'll tell you. I have so miserably failed in myself at times it ain't even funny. But I've learned in those times, Brandon, when I was knocked to my knees, is when I realized the most that in my weakness, He was made strong. Because when I was driven to my knees, I didn't have the strength to get back up unless He lifted me up. And so I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. God, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart one time a number of years ago, and He said, this is what He said to me. He said, this is not an easy walk, is it? That's what He said to me. And I said to Him, no. I said, you know I'm lonely at times. He said, but you're never alone. I said, but I feel lonely sometimes. He said, it's not about how you feel, because I've promised to never leave you. I will be with you. And I've learned in my life as I've grown and I've walked and I've matured in Him that I'm never alone. There's not a pain, there's not a heartache, there's not a disillusionment that the enemy can send my way that will cause me to doubt the promises of Almighty God. Don't always understand His timing. I don't always understand why He does things the way He does, but I don't need to, because He's God and I'm not. We sit on the chair and put faith and trust that the chair will hold us. But do we take that same kind of faith and trust, and do we put it in the Lord, our rock and our Redeemer? Are you trusting in Him today as your Savior? Are you believing on Him today to pull you out of the difficult spots? Are you trusting today that He will heal you, that He will deliver you, that He will set you free? Are you trusting today that there is nothing that is ever or will be formed against you that will prosper? Are you trusting today that He is the Lord and there is none like Him? Are you trusting today that He is your Redeemer? Are you trusting today that He is your Savior? Are you trusting today that He is your provision? Are you trusting today that He paid the penalty for your death in full? That your sin has been paid? The deceit is you don't have to believe in that. Isaiah 43 said it like this, but now thus saith the Lord. The Lord says this. The Lord says that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel. Are you ready for this? Fear not. So if there is an ounce of fear in you today in any area or situation or situation that's happening in your life, it is out of place, because you and I are called to fear not, not to have fear. Fear is the exact opposite of faith. As a matter of fact, fear is evidence of mistrust faith, misplaced faith. Our faith is misplaced if we walk in fear, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I refuse it. It doesn't mean it doesn't come. Oh, Michelle, it comes. It comes. Oh, let me tell you, it comes. But I refuse it when it stands at my door. When it knocks upon the door of my mind. I see it, Kelly. I see it. I hear what it says. I understand what it represents. But it's in those moments that I stand, and sometimes, yes, alone on the Word of God. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. For I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. When others don't know who you are, He knows who you are. Do you know who He is? He said, "Thou art mine, and when thou passest through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall a flame be kindled upon you. For I shall be with you. Fear not." And then he goes on in verse 3 to tell us why. "For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel." What else do we need to know? What else is there to know? The presents wrapped under a tree, and they're good. The dinner we'll eat and get bloated over, it's all fine. The cookies and the cakes and the pies, the Christmas carols, they're all fine. But I can promise you, when everyone and when the last one leaves the house and the last present's been opened and the last chicken leg or turkey leg has been eaten, or seafood, or whatever it is you do on Christmas, when it's all gone, if you don't know who He is, that gaping hole will still be there. Because I can promise you, no meal, no family, no friends, no gifts, no trees, no flowers, no ornaments, no Christmas carol will sustain you through that. He was the greatest gift ever given to mankind. And you know, He's the gift that just keeps on giving. Huh? Isn't that cool? Once you receive that gift, it's just like perpetual. It just keeps on. You can't outgive that gift. You can't outlive that gift. That gift just keeps on going. He said He'll never leave you. Nor will He ever forsake you. The deceit is that He wasn't real. That was the original deceit. Now the deceit is now, oh yeah, He was just a good man. So you just be. Do your best to be good. It's not about our goodness. It's about His grace and His mercy and His truth and His love. Do you understand what the Bible says about Him? Are you trusting in Him as the biblical Jesus for your salvation? And if you do, then you are saved according to Scripture. The Bible says to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. To believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Then there are many other verses that teach us how we have to follow what His Word says, and we've got to become disciples of Him. The Scripture says we are saved. But just because a chair sits here doesn't mean it's going to support you. You can stand by it all day long if you don't have the faith. It'd be like being in an airplane and the plane going down and the pilot give you a parachute and say, when you jump out, count to 20 and pull the ripcord. How many of you would say, well, what if it doesn't happen? I'm afraid to pull it. What if it fails? You know, there are people that live life like that, in all honesty. There are cemeteries and funeral homes today that have people in them that unfulfilled dreams and expectations have gone by because they'd never pull the ripcord, because they never climb the mountain, because they never take that step. They don't put their confidence and their faith and their trust in the one who is above and beyond. See, it's not your talent that God needs. It's your willingness and it's your obedience to trust him. He can take a mediocre, talented person and turn him into an amazing person. It's not about the amount that he requires of you. It's about the faithfulness to trust him with it. Do you trust him today as your Savior? Do you believe in him today as your Lord? Do you trust in Jesus? Do you rely on him for your salvation? Have you allowed God to turn you from sin to forgiveness? Maybe you're here today and you've had a form of God or a concept of God. Maybe you've even spoken his name before, but you don't really know him as your personal Lord and Savior. This, my friends, once again, is a Bible. Do you know people died for this book? Many people died for it, just so that we could hold it in our hands today. They died for it. Do you know still the number one selling book in the world? The Bible. Despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And yet we hid, as it were, our faces from him. But how are we hiding our faces? Well, 6:15 tonight, you'll answer that question. How are we hiding our faces from him? How do we reject him? The answer is simple, and it's this. George, you taught a class in Bible school on it. Honor. What will you honor this Christmas? What will you cherish this Christmas? What will you cause to rise above in your Christmas celebrations? Will you, in the midst of your family, declare, let's just take a moment. Let's just take a moment before the meal. And let's give thanks to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's take time through the celebration to remember that the true gift is not the ones we're opening today, but it's been the one made open to us that we could receive in our heart. The one called the Messiah. Jesus, our Lord. Worship team, will you come back to the platform? <11:29. laughs> 11:29. Pull out your phones. Look at your watch. 11:29. Christmas miracle. I know tonight, as we're inviting you back, that we want to get you out early this morning, because we'll be meeting back up here at 6 o'clock this evening as we celebrate. Have a beautiful, beautiful evening planned for you, a candlelight service. We have a choir that's going to minister tonight, music and song. There will not be a sermon, so to speak, tonight, but a lot of celebration and music and song and the festiveness of what we're celebrating by candlelight. We want to encourage you to come out. You say, but the family's coming over. Bring them with you. Bring them with you. My dad used to always say, if we get visitors on a Sunday before Sunday night service, you got two choices. You can wait here till we come home, or you can go with us when I'm going to church. That's the way my dad always was. So we want to encourage you to come out and be with us tonight. Do you know him? Do you know him? We're going to dismiss in just a moment. But I want to pray with you today that you would settle in your heart. Do you really know him? Do you really know him? Do you love him? Have you surrendered your heart to him? Because if you haven't, you'll leave here today. You'll get through the presence and everything there is tomorrow, and you're still going to be empty. But when you know him, there is a joy that's unspeakable, and it's full of glory. Father, in the name of your Son Jesus, we come before you today. I thank you for those who have come out today, those who may tune in and listen through the internet. Lord, I thank you for each home and each family that will have heard this very simple message today. You are the Son of God. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And he who believes on you shall never die, but have everlasting life. I pray there would not be one that would leave this building today without saying, Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. You could do it right now, wherever you are. Just because I'm speaking doesn't mean you can't say it. Right wherever you are, just say it right there where you are. Maybe you've even already said it, but you want to say it again. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God, and I accept you as my Savior. I believe in you as my Lord. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me. I want my feet to be upon the rock. I want my feet to be planted upon the rock. And I want to have that joy unspeakable and full of glory. If you've prayed that today or something like it, I promise you, not only will this Christmas never be the same, but your life will never be the same. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Father, bless each one today, I pray, by the power of your might. Bless their rising and their sitting. Bless their coming and their going. Bless them with great peace, joy, and comfort. And I pray as we close out 2017 in just a few days, we shut the door on the past. We step into the future, to the newness of a new day and a new year, that we won't carry the baggage of the old year. Because your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. So we stand today in celebration and in song of your goodness and your grace as we declare how good you are, our love for you. There is no one like you. Bless these, your children. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.